You're listening to The Jim Harrison Show on Radio NL, the Valley's news and information station.
Some big shoes to fill. He's taken over as president of the Independent Contractors and Business Association following the retirement of Phil Hochstein. Mr. Gardner is online with us now to talk about the direction the ICBA is taking and the group's role in the BC election campaign. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Now, the ICBA is the oldest open shop organization in the country, we're told, in large measure because of the efforts over many decades by people like Hochstein. How different are the challenges that the membership faces today?
ICBA has been around for 40 years. Phil Hochstein was president until last year for 30 of those years. And it was really his vision that built the ICBA from, one from himself as the only employee in a basement suite in Surrey to where we are today. We are the single largest sponsor of apprenticeships in British Columbia. We train over 2,500 people annually. We have one of the largest independent providers of group and retirement benefits, and we have about 50 employees. It was a lot of hard work, and we've got a strong foundation. And now for myself and the rest of the team at ICBA, our challenge is to continue to grow the organization. And on the public policy advocacy side, speak out for openness and fairness and transparency in government procurement and for issues that impact jobs and the economy for the construction sector in British Columbia.
I want to get to the advocacy part in just a moment, but for those who don't know, it was a long, hard fight, you say, but it was also violent at times. ICBA got its start in Trail in 1975 when a number of open shop contractors were not allowed to bid on public work by the then NDP government. Presumably, because of that history, the ICBA actively takes sides in the BC election campaign. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, that's true. Our position is very clear. We think that when the government goes out to build a project, whether that's social housing, a highway, a bridge, a dam, a school, that construction companies at large, whether they're union, non-union, have employee associations, everyone should be entitled to bid on that work. And the company that has the best value for taxpayers will execute the project safely, do it on schedule, should get the work. So we will never say we're not saying that union companies shouldn't be allowed to bid. We think union companies should be allowed to bid on any project, but we also think that non-union companies should have that same right. The challenge with the NDP and with the unions that support them is they want to close off competition, reduce it, so that it is, and what the result of that will be increased costs for the taxpayer, less efficiency, and a process that will cost jobs in the construction sector in this province.
You're also somewhat concerned about the NDP leader's promise to scrap the secret ballot for union certification and the concerns maybe about public shaming there.
Well, listen, I don't understand why the NDP would want to take away workers' rights to choose whether to join a union or change from one union to another or to decertify, to leave the union, through a secret ballot. There's nothing more fundamental to our democracy than a secret ballot. And a secret ballot's used, in most organizations, if you're on a strata council, they're electing members of the council, it's a secret ballot. Shareholders at board meetings of companies elect the directors by secret ballot. So this will infuse a large degree of instability in the labor sector in British Columbia. We've enjoyed relative labor peace for the last 15 years, and as a result, the construction sector has grown quite significantly. Over 200,000 British Columbians are employed in construction in British Columbia. It's about 9% of our economy. So the NDP taking away workers' right to choose through a secret ballot is simply bad policy.
Party hasn't made a big deal about that on the election campaign. Do you think they're married to this and they're just trying to slip this through?
Well, I think, in any election campaign, you have to watch carefully what the candidates are saying and what their position is on issues. A lot of times they aren't as forthcoming as they should be. This is a very important issue that goes to the heart of the labor relations peace we've enjoyed in British Columbia for the last number of years, and to workers' rights to have the ability to decide whether or not they're going to join a union or change unions or decertify. There's nothing more fundamental than a secret ballot. And for the NDP to say we're going to take that right away from workers is simply wrong.
Ironically, the last election, then-leader Adrian Dix stood up in Kamloops with about a week left in the campaign and declared his opposition to the Kinder Morgan pipeline. Subsequently lost the election, of course, and some people see that as a pivotal moment. Yesterday, ironically, the new NDP leader, John Horgan, came to Kamloops and again declared his opposition to the Kinder Morgan pipeline. Now, what are your thoughts there?
Well, it's hard to be committed to building British Columbia when you are against every major infrastructure project that's being planned right now across the province, whether that's PNW LNG, the Site C project, Kinder Morgan project, Wood Fiber LNG, the George Massey Tunnel replacement. All of these projects employ thousands of British Columbians. Site C right now has over 2,000 construction workers. Over 80% of them are British Columbians, and the NDP is committed to reviewing and canceling that project. Immediately, you'd have 2,000 construction workers out of work. In our view, those types of policies are not ones that are going to build a strong and vibrant construction sector. They're going to cost BC jobs, and clearly, they're not committed to building this province.
Now, the NDP has some promises to make life more affordable, better for British Columbians, but you look at the NDP's budget plan and you describe it as dangerous and deceptive. Why?
Well, the plan, the numbers in the plan don't add up. And we've done, we've spent a lot of time working through through the commitments that they've made. And in our view, over the next 4 years, debt would increase by $18 billion. Taxes would go up by $630 million a year. And the result of that is going to be credit downgrades, higher interest costs. And that is not something that is going to help build our economy. It will take us in the other direction. And it's easy to go out and say, we're going to make everything free for everyone, whether it's daycare, tolls, you name it. It's easy to say that, but who's going to pay for it? And in the end, taxpayers are going to pay for it. And it's going to hurt our economy, and it's going to hurt, it's going to put, right now, British Columbia has the strongest economy in Canada, and we have the highest debt rating in Canada. In terms, we're AAA, and that's a very enviable record. Very few jurisdictions, not only in Canada or not only in Canada, but also in North America, have that kind of financial track record. And it's something that's helped us prosper, and it's something that's helped us build British Columbia. So to shift quite dramatically and go into debt for the tune of $18 billion over the next 4 years, that's definitely heading in the wrong direction.
In the interests of full disclosure, I guess we should say the ICBA has never really portrayed itself as being nonpartisan, but you yourself are a former principal secretary to Christy Clark. Does that color the decision and the or propel the campaign in any way?
No, not at all. Listen, the ICBA has a long history of supporting free enterprise, a long history of supporting the construction sector, a long history of supporting choice. We support, unlike the NDP, we support workers' rights to choose to a secret ballot whether or not they can join a union and be free from intimidation from one side or the other. In terms of my role working in the Premier's office, my responsibility was to help government move forward important projects like the LNG projects, LNG Canada, PNW LNG, Site C, lay the groundwork for Kinder Morgan. All of those projects, my focus was on helping get them to yes so that we could help build the province. So ICBA is open and transparent about that. I'm open and transparent about that. We want to build British Columbia. We want a stronger British Columbia. We want a healthy and vibrant construction sector in this province.
Chris Gardner is the president of the Independent Contractors and Business Association, representing some 2,000 member companies across the province. Appreciate your insight. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thanks, Jim.